Boys are back in town. Welcome back to the Deadlock Podcast, episode number 154.
Whoa!
Tony!
Fuck!
Where's Tony?
Tony, why are you not up at 4:30 a.m., you bitch?
Come on,
that's
man.
That's what time it is, everybody. Are you all ready for a fucking Johnny and James no sleep? No, I turned my air off in solidarity with you, James. Ugh. I'm fucking sweating my dick off right now.
It has been
it
bad.
It is hot. It is hot. James has not had AC for fucking a week, and I'm sitting here fucking tired as hell. Bullshit. 4:30 a.m., and we're about to talk about fucking WWE Raw from September of 03. Damn it.
Now, what do you think about that? Tony!
You son of a fucking bitch.
Answer. Fuck you.
Answer us.
I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him right now,
this
but
bastard.
He's not going to pick up. Son of a bitch. But yes, here we are. Deadlock Podcast, fucker edition.
Yeah, we out here. Let me also give an update real quick.
Tell them, man.
We are going to be talking about Raw for September 1st, 2003. That is the episode
That's
where
right.
Shane's balls get electrocuted big style.
And I have a lot to say about it.
And so does JR.
You're right.
Before we get into everything else, I want to tell everybody that I did get an heirloom case in Apex Legends, and I did use it on Valkyrie's heirloom, and I did get the heirloom. I'm a beast. Yes,
when
sir.
Was this an update that I don't remember from last week?
No, I just pulled it randomly. So,
okay,
like,
great.
You get heirloom cases, like the percentage is like 0.0000,
yeah,
whatever. It's like
sure.
real low. You get a guaranteed heirloom if you pull 500 cases. I'm nowhere near 500 cases.
Oh,
and
so
I pulled the heirloom.
What's the what's that worth?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a couple $100, I assume, anyways.
Ooh, okay. When are you going to sell that red line on CSGO?
Update also, I have a CSGO account with a red line AK with 2014 fucking Pro League stickers on it. It's worth like $6,000, and my account tries
Pristine.
To get hacked every single day. Do not hack my account. Leave me alone!
And stop messaging him about it, and stop adding him on Steam. He doesn't want to sell it.
Please stop going on my Fallout 4 screenshots from 2013 and telling me that you would like to add me on CSGO to buy my Redline AK. Leave me alone.
Another update. CM Pulse's Vice City Part 4 not coming
that
soon.
Is not real. I just learned Fallout 4 came out in 2015 also. Fuck you, Todd
That's
Howard, you bastard.
Yeah.
You lying
you
son, of a,
son of a
bitch.
What other housekeeping do we have?
So this week, we're going to give you some updates. Watch This 97 is up.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Backseat Boys versus Rick Effin Blade and Sick Nick Mondo.
Cage of Death 4, a TLC match. Everyone's heard of Sick Nick Mondo. You might not have heard of Rick Effin Blade, though, and that's where your life's about to change. The Backseat Boys is Trent Acid and Johnny Cashmere. They were like the fucking hottest team on the indies for like 5 years until everyone else started teaming.
Until
no, there was
Rick
no Effin
Blade
teams.
And Sick Nick Mondo got it together.
And injured them.
Things changed forever.
So that is the $5 tier on our Patreon. But in the $10 tier, we still have the SGH suggestion thread up. That is our monthly long fucking form watch a big ass show thing. And that suggestion thread is still going on. So please, if you're in the $10 tier or if you were going to join it soon, get in there so we can see your suggestions. And go on and like some of the other ones you like, because it really does help. You know, I'm a big numbers guy. And if one has like, you know, 20 fucking likes on it, and I might just have to know
I might lose my fucking mind. So if you guys don't like that shit, it's over.
Yeah. And that's in the $10 tier, of course. And that's on the Patreon. And you can either get on there, man. Because what are you doing?
DPW Believe the Hype was good.
It was not only good, some may say it was very good.
Yes.
Even maybe on top of that, DPW Believe the Hype was great.
Wow.
How about that?
So yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. That is what I'm hearing. Deep. This is coming
we
out
actually,
obviously after.
We don't
Hype.
Know.
We
don't
have
know.
No fucking idea. If you, like we will this weekend, want to experience DPW Believe the Hype for the very first time, this Saturday on DPWOnDemand.com, DPW Believe the Hype,
voted
we'll be
the
premiering.
Number one streaming service Ooh. For professional wrestling fans.
Everyone is ripping it off.
They want more. They're crazy.
And Vimeo is trying to sell us some shit. Everyone wants in on the DPW On Demand. And you can sign up for it. And you can cancel it right away as well. Do whatever you want. Just fucking sign up and watch the show and then cancel immediately, man. I just want you to see the show.
The card is incredible. I don't know if there's been an indie show like this since 1987. I don't think there's been anything like this with the Great American Bash Tour. Okay, we're
absolutely
talking
not.
Jim Crockett. Nothing has been popping the Carolinas like this since Jim Crockett was rocking, all right?
And Jim Crockett came back because he saw we were fucking going crazy.
Yeah, they said,
and he said,
I need some of that.
I need some of that. And we said, all right, Jim, you can have a little bit of that. And then we got our own Jim over here, Jimmy Dizzy.
We watched one of the craziest matches I ever seen in my life. I watched a man...
I almost died.
Yeah, multiple times. I could not believe my eyes. The Ric Flair match was...
Yes.
One of the craziest bastard things I've ever seen. There has never been... Pro wrestling has never been encapsulated more in like a 20-minute showcase than that match right
there.
Was
it what you thought it was going to be?
It was... So
did
in
you
my,
have expectations?
My expectations was that... well, at first, my expectations for some reason were Ric Flair is going to have a singles match, and I don't know why I thought
I did too.
I thought
it was going to be him and Jay Lethal.
Looking at it now... Well, it's probably a better off for his well-being that it was not a singles match.
Abso-fucking-lutely. But I also didn't anticipate it going like 25 minutes.
Me neither. But hey, that's Jim Crockett style. So,
and he bleed. He was bleeding. He was faking heart attacks. He was doing eye pokes. He's a crazy son of a bitch, man.
And then he passed out.
Jeff Jarrett, the best of all time. Just beating up fans.
Jeff Jarrett came out with My World and Tiny Pants.
That and was the jacket.
That was no
guitar.
Longer Ric Flair's match.
No.
That was Jeff Jarrett's match.
It could have easily just been Jarrett versus Flair with the amount of heat that Jarrett was getting.
Jarrett wasn't even doing anything. Yeah, it was crazy,
he didn't have
man.
To.
Yeah, that's that Nashville heat. That's crazy. So shouts out, man. That show was definitely something.
That was
That's good the most you. Jim Crockett style shit I ever heard in my life. So shouts out.
I think
out.
Conrad gave what's his name all back all the fucking like trademarks of that shit too.
Oh yeah, he gave it back to Jim Crockett's grandson.
Davy Crockett. What's his
Son?
Name?
Yeah, I don't know. That makes sense, Davy Crockett. It's probably not his name, but it is for now.
Alright, great. That works. Don't correct us. We are right.
Starting in the $1 tier for our Patreon shouts outs.
Oh, I see. Of course, the Patreon shouts out, of course, which is on patreon.com/deadlockpw. Got a lot of tiers over there. The $1 tier, which gets you the podcast feed. The $5 tier, which gets you that. And our weekly watch along of Watch This, as well as you get to find out what we're reviewing every week a little early. The $10 tier, which gets you the long form watch along, as well as a bi-weekly retro sync on that some bitch. And the $15 tier, the DP Dub tier, gets you all of that, plus behind-the-scenes videos of Deadlock Pro Wrestling and early presale tickets if you're fucked out of your mind. Why would you not want all this? I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool shit, man. Starting in the $1 tier here, the Carolina Cumdozer, James Fatal.
Oh, well, so you...
Goddamn.
You're only in the $1 tier on our Patreon? There's so much more to consume there, James.
Sorry about that. Hayden Reed.
Ooh,
Rick,
hello, Hayden.
The Cook, Face Gremlin, Steiner.
Oh, that's you as well.
Jalen LaVille.
Hello, Jalen.
In the $5 tier, ooh, watch Horace Hogan... versus Goldberg on June 19, 2000. It's on YouTube right now. I'm not even kidding. Also, Tony Smeals.
This is all true. Maybe I'll do that just because
Tony,
I
what do you think about that?
He doesn't.
Okay. Kinect Sport for the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The baseball. I'd fuck you up in that.
Okay. All right. I'm remembering that.
Hook that up.
Joseph
that
Reynolds.
Up.
Mike Miller.
Mike.
Charlie Crowley.
Now, hold on now.
Is that how you say that? Charlie?
No, that's right. That's a familiar name. I don't know if it's the familiar name that
Dozen
I know.
Dozen Cube.
So. Yes.
My opium.
That's how it was spelled. I didn't fuck that
opium.
Up.
Opium. My opium.
Opium.
My opium is a Roman motherfucker.
Say it again.
My opium is a Roman motherfucker. What's my brain like registers something I can say it a million times? My opium is a Roman motherfucker. And your mom stopped the bullying. Dude, what is this?
I swear this isn't wrong.
My opium is a Roman motherfucker, and your mom stopped This is not a sentence. My opium is a Roman motherfucker, and your mom stopped the bullying. My opium is a My opium is a Roman motherfucker, and your mom stopped bullying.
Yes.
Dude, Kevin Owens is a hokey with Vince McMahon fuck in the snow.
Right.
Dig diggity. Oh, I'm sorry. Dig dig diggity. Dig diggity dick. The God Johnson.
Has that not happened before? That's
so.
A good one. I like that.
What
one.
If Bret Hart wore Dookie Brown and went by Bret the Shipman Shart? What if Joni?
Okay.
Dick the cock. Sorry, I want the cock. Sorry, I meant the cock. Sorry, I meant the cock. Sorry, I mean the cock. Sorry, I meant the cock. Rhino's Dick the Cock Johnson is coming. More Dick the Cock Johnsons are coming to TNA.
I'm going to fucking my vomit.
My opium.
Sorry, I want Dick.
Tony, why'd you do that?
Take it off.
Fuck Bill Goldberg for squashing The Fiend in Saudi Arabia.
No. I'm with you, baby. Doc I'm
Destructo.
On that side of history. Yeah,
Andrew Soares.
Yeah,
Darren. $10 tier. Darren Stevenson.
Hello, Darian.
And new DPW Patriot of the World, Savage Aura. And by the way, Fulsk, any other name that comes after absolutely does.
That's fucking,
dude,
that's
what's
so true.
Happening?
That's so true.
Sugary
man.
Special K.
Oh,
Zachary.
Delicious. Hello, Zachary.
The Walk 71.
Oh, yeah.
When Tony was 15, Burger King was Burger Prince.
He was old as fuck, James.
Quandale Dingle. Laren Valentine.
Quandale's crazy ass name. Dick. That's a strong name. What? You gotta say it like you say it.
The Dick Bitch. The Boy. Dude, I can't listen to this fucking show. All I do is laugh about cocks.
I hate DPW because of this segment.
Dick. Bitch. The Boy Cock. Annihilator. Johnson. Adam Blythe. Cowboy Man. Five time. Dick. The Cock. Johnson.
Just don't get sick of it. Huh?
So much sex haver 69.
That's me. Actually.
John Smith.
That's also me.
Sloppy. Jace Van Kethoven. Sean. Asking Dick the Cock Johnson to name a superhero, and he says, Sacula.
All right, how about Sheriff?
Mailton.
Okay.
Jonathan Edge.
Hello,
Wade
Jonathan.
McCarley.
Shouts
Layla,
out.
Layla Alaidi.
That's right,
maybe?
Right.
Layla
yes,
Alaidi. I got
cool
close.
Name.
I got close.
Your name is too cool for us.
Rhino Ankles. I subbed to the Patreon to see Johnny's Dick, the Cock Johnson, and Balls.
Why?
Liger
not,
Driver.
That was never an option.
Pretty Deese.
Oh,
John
me.
Ramey.
That's
Kai
also me.
Wells. Not a friend. I need to dick you, cock. I need it more than your Johnson can ever imagine, with all due respect.
That's crazy.
Brian Segura.
What the hell?
Mr. Shit-Ass Poop. You are here every week. This is Shit-Ass Poop.
You're fucking... I'm going to look. Hold on. Control F, Mr. Shit-Ass Poop. Let's see. Fucking four results. It's the past 4 weeks. Mr. Shit-Ass Poop is on here.
Had a big rave.
Get out of here. Our company.
Because Mario might be super, but I'm super duper with a big dick. It's me. It's me. The BBC.
Oh, yeah.
The cock. Johnson.
Wow,
Dakota Benson.
Hello.
The King Benny. Colin. Boy girl party at our Airbnb in Wrigleyville during All Out Weekend. Josh Fuller giving overdrives to anyone that can't beat me in King of Coliseum.
That guy utilizes the space, and I respect
Zach
that.
Zach Wallach.
Hello.
Dick the Cock Johnson versus the juicy and voluptuous Mike Hunt.
Oh, interesting.
Guy Gabriel the Second.
Is that Sprite?
Phaser Brown.
Hello.
High Power 14.
High Power's always on there too.
Benjamin Serwa.
So is Benjamin.
Matt Hammett.
Ah, Matt.
Brian.
Brian.
$12 tier. Vince Kama.
How the fuck? All right.
$15. Johnny. I Wipe Standing Up Blood versus Malik. The Cock Johnson in a chicken fries on a pole match.
If his name was Malik Johnson, that'd be crazy.
Sean.
Hello,
Gage
Sean.
Albright. Now, wait a minute. Gage Albright is up here. Sean is up here all the time, too.
Bro, it just shows up. I don't know how they get through.
Cheesy McGee. Cody Rushing.
Cody.
The future top tipper. The big titty licker. The ultimate hog dipper.
Oh, wow.
Badman Booty Daddy.
That's a fucking stellar ass name.
Florence Hyphen.
Hello, Florence.
Xyz. Is that how you say that?
Oh. That's pretty nuts. I like how you said it.
Ward's Woggle.
All right.
Dick. The Cock. Coxon. Balls Mahoney Jr.
What?
The Hollow Live Hog Dippers.
Is that a thing?
No, Magny Desmond is the most fucked fucker 2022. Also, we miss you, Sana.
Do you know about any of that?
I, no.
Okay.
I know about the Shark VTuber. That's my favorite one, I think.
All right, great.
That's pretty much the best one. Sure. Johnny's number one fan.
Oh,
you deserve better. People who think you smell don't know how big of a heart you have.
That's a crazy message. Thank
Dalton
you.
Derek.
That's very fuck you, Dalton. You are a shitty GM. You suck at GM mode.
You need to take your L and I'm going to give it to you. $16.40. We need a watch this of the Edge versus Ric Flair TLC match for the WWE Championship. That came from the live sex celebration.
All right, we'll try to remember that. We got someone's just like SpongeBob fucking episode. Now this guy, we got to watch Horace Hogan. There's a lot in the chamber here, all right?
And the new Patreon
or
champion
current.
Of the world.
I don't remember if it's new or current.
And
it's current
maybe. Champion of the world.
Yeah, there you
Eric
go.
Eric Minesto at $81.
No, and right. Minnesota. I fucked it up. I like Eric Minesto better, though.
Well, Blaine Johnny, $81.22.
Give us money and we'll fuck your name up real bad.
We do this.
Eric Minnesota, thank you so much. I believe he is champion from last week. If not, then listen, Patreon updated their shit recently,
the
okay?
Winner last week was Eric Minnesota. This week is Eric Minesto.
It's his brother. A different ass name. Same first name. Thank you all for being patrons. Thank you for giving us something to laugh at fucking 5 a.m. Fucking hell.
We do this.
And we don't care.
We do not care. All right. Now it's time for Monday Night Raw, September 1st, 2003. Otherwise known as the Kane Balls Electrocution on the Shane episode.
The Kane Shane Balls edition of Deadlock. Before we get into that, let's take a look back at the Observer notes from around that time. We have a couple interesting ones here, James. There's one that I'm actually fucking blown away by. I'm wondering if maybe you knew about this. From the September 1st, 2003 Observer, All Japan news here. Hernandez doesn't just have an uncanny resemblance to Kurt Angle when he wears a Stars and Stripes amateur singlet, but they have him coming out to Angle's music and doing Angle's move repertoire like the angle slam and ankle lock. He's also getting more over on this tour than he did in the past.
2003.
How many remember his previous All Japan gimmick? It was a tag team called the Iron Sheiks. Now I read this and I was like, I was like, what Hernandez was in All Japan in 2003? So I looked it up, and I'm sending you an image.
You got an image? Oh, my God.
it's just Hernandez, TNA Hernandez.
Dude, what? Why did they just do this? They just
gave him Kurt Angle's whole shit.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe
That's his best gimmick ever.
He looks incredible.
Yeah, he does look great. Good singlet. Like, the way that works is good. Yeah, that's great.
He also was in a tag team called the Iron Sheiks in All Japan, which I couldn't find anything
on.
That
is fucking crazy.
Hernandez had a crazy ass run.
What if, like, Dixie saw this and she was like, look, you guys got to trust me on this?
Cheer him. He's an American hero. Here's another thing here that I also have to send you a picture for. I don't know if you'll remember this guy, but I'll send you this image, and it might. Because how much of Tough Enough did you watch?
I mean, I've seen some of it. At least the ones we watched.
Okay, well, Tough Enough Season 3 had this guy right here. His name was Scott Chong. And it says here, remember Scott Chong, the goofy guy from Tough Enough 3 who ended up being cut because he couldn't get the wrestling down, even though they clearly wanted to keep him because his image already made for entertaining television? Well, he is now has a tarnished name on the indie scene. Just this weekend, he was booked in a show in West Virginia, and he called the promoter to say he had to cancel because he had to do an interview with the WWE magazine. Of course, he actually did an appearance instead at a wrestling convention. He did agree to work the promoter's next show for a lower price than he agreed on in the first place, but was turned down. Two other area promoters had similar experiences with him, so people stopped wanting to deal with him.
I gotta do a
WWE magazine interview. I can't fucking make it.
Not gonna work the show? Give him the magazine?
I guess I'm assuming he got more money to do a convention.
And had no to, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like, which, oh, sure. But like.
Yeah, but back then, like, the indies were like a lot tight knit. Like, if you fucked up at one indie. You're fucked up at all the indies.
Yeah,
like,
they all were connected.
It's not
yeah.
not so much like that anymore, but like it
I heard
used
about
to
that
be.
Scott Chong. Pretty
ain't
bad.
Working here, I'll tell you that.
No
dude.
Way.
Yeah, right, Peter.
Give me All Japan Kurt Angle. I need that son of a bitch.
This kid looks good.
The September 8th, 2003 Observer, little news from Mexico. The El Hijo del Santo versus Super Parka mask versus mask match, which will be one of the biggest matches of the year in Mexico, takes place on 10-10 in Tijuana. Parka will be getting in the $40,000 to $50,000 range for his payoff for dropping the mask. I wanted to bring that up because I guess I never considered that they would, like, guys like that would get paid a crazy amount to do the fucking dropping the mask gimmick. I just assumed, you know, it's your time to drop the mask and you fucking do it.
Sure.
Like, do you think Kane got paid more to take off the hood, or Vince just said, you're taking that shit off?
Oh, no way. He definitely get paid shit. He said, you take the mask off or you may get paid at all forever. So
you think it's just like because of how important the mask is in Mexico that it's like,
yeah, I think it's way different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure Kane was like, get the fucking mask off me. Get the mask off me.
And then he said, please put this shit back on. I fucked up real bad. I suck.
I thought you guys were going to book me good. I'm bad.
We have some TNA nudes here. Dusty Rhodes was in for a shot and even did a job in his bull rope match specialty for Gilberti when, you guessed it, there was outside interference as Daniels KO'd him with Nux. Yes, Glenn Gilberti, Disco Inferno, beat Dusty Rhodes in a bull rope match.
Who the fuck booked that?
Well, I assume maybe his friend, Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Or his other friend, Vince Russo. Could have had something to do with
crazy friends, man.
Jarrett was mostly cheered, but heard noticeable boos every time he successfully KO'd people with a guitar. Jarrett was not happy with the boos. The company said the boos came from the heel section of fans that haven't been around in several weeks but came back because they thought Raven, who is their favorite, had to win the title this time. The company was unhappy with them in the past, and Bob Ryder spoke to them about their reactions. Meltzer says, I've heard different versions of what he said, but the company's take is they set aside seats for the fans and had no problems, but about 6 weeks ago, Ryder told them the company is going in a different direction with the strong face versus heel lines, and that he basically thought they should play into it. They complained about being censored and stopped coming for most part, although a few have trickled back in over the past few weeks. Before the show, security confiscated several signs because they consider them either racial, something along the lines of D'Lo Brown not really being black, or in poor taste, calling women characters whores. Jarrett, upset that they were booing him, told Bert Prentice to give them the word that they weren't welcome to the shows. So there is a lot of fucking fan controversy going on.
Yeah, what the hell?
In the fucking fairgrounds. They have I can't believe Meltzer knows them as the heel section of fans that were fucking booing them.
Yeah, I guess maybe if you're in the same location, like, you know, you kind of get that section.
Sure. Yeah. I was with them until the end. I was like, oh, okay, they're fucking rocking. All right, yeah, boo whoever the fuck you want. But like then they were just having some bullshit going on. And Jarrett's like, get them the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, that's like, what the fuck? I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know how they... Yeah, you're right. Until it became like real fucked up.
They set seats aside for them.
Right.
Like, they were hooking them up. And they came, then were shitters at the show.
You turned on us, you fucking bastards.
That sucks.
Now you can go watch the WWE. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck off. And Raven's never fucking coming back.
He is out of here.
He's getting, and if he does, he's getting his ass beat.
All the time.
All the fucking time. The actual story on why the Raven versus CM Punk ROH match was canceled was because Jeff Jarrett told Raven that if he lost his hair in ROH, that he wouldn't use them until his hair grew back.
Damn.
And because this annoying ass section of fans, I fucking hate them and I want them to die.
Ruined our lives.
Raw on September 1st, which is the show we watched, was surprisingly the highest rated episode of the show since 5/12. And unlike on 8/25, when the rating was high and the viewership numbers were not, that was a strong showing across the board. So this show did pretty okay, surprisingly. I don't know if it's because of the follow-up of Kane fucking dying, or I think this is coming off the pay-per-view. Is that right? I think it's coming after SummerSlam?
Yes, SummerSlam was recently with the Elimination Chamber.
Yes, right. Okay, yeah. So yeah, rating was good for this show.
I'm not surprised. 2003, they were still... I mean, like, they were, like... going down, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
wasn't.
Sorry,
terrible.
I didn't even say the rating. The show did a 4.33.
Yeah, which that was probably bad fucking, for the time. I'm sure, like that.
Yeah,
was,
but fucking, you know. What's Raw doing now? Are they still under?
They got like
two?
A two or something this week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's just all the time when I look back at these old shows and the ratings, it's like, I feel like we mentioned a lot, but ECW and TNA kind of had the same where they were both doing like ones. And that was like, wow, this is a dying fan.
Yeah, really. I don't even know how wrestling would be like if you could kind of add together people who watch on the internet or whatever, that, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because I just assume, honestly, I would probably assume that a four back then probably is like a two right now, to be honest with you.
Sure,
Just because like
for
the
inflation.
Way that, yeah, just the way that people watch TV is not the same, and I assume like,
yeah,
at least half of those people are probably on the internet watching it now or you know, just not watching.
Or like, yeah, that's probably, I mean, I wonder how the like the view count on like a watch wrestling video is, you know what I mean? Like how many people are just watching
on
it
that
don't
watch
like
Hulu or YouTube or any of that shit. Because I know, a lot of people just watch the Hulu recap of Raw because it's only like an hour and a half or some shit.
Oh, fuck, you're right. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. Ratings are really... interesting. TV's definitely not where it was back then.
No
we were lining up to watch like Family Guy and fucking The Simpsons.
Oh
back
my
then, you know?
Dude, they were fucking Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was fucking deep dicking everybody.
They were lining up to watch that shit.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I love that shit. Fucking Regis, you bastard, turn this shit on. I love this shit.
That's real shit right there, man.
Yeah. And last but not least here, Randy Savage seems to be working his own angle for a match at WrestleMania 20 with Hulk Hogan. He's gotten some publicity of late for his recent rap record, which includes two wrestling tracks. The first, My Perfect Friend, is dedicated to Kurt Hennig. The other is a rip job. That is the verbiage here. Rip job on Hogan called Be a Man, calling him afraid to wrestle him. During an MTV interview, Savage says the fans are demanding it, especially when you get to the hip-hop culture. We got him boxed in right now, and I think the fans want to see Hogan and Savage fight it out one more time. He even specifically said he wanted the match at Mania. Stranger things have happened. Savage has been gone for so long, it may have nostalgia value, but Hogan versus Piper was kind of the same deal and it tanked bad earlier this year.
Dude, so, that would have been crazy.
Hogan and fucking Savage at Mania 20?
Yeah, that would have been nuts.
Yeah. Did you own the Randy Savage CD?
No, I didn't own it. I've heard it.
Do you like Be A Man?
I mean, his legend, that's one of the, yeah, I mean, out of all the songs.
I feel like Be A Man and My Perfect Friend are the only ones I really know.
Be A Man
know.
Is like the top, is probably the best one off the whole album.
Can we do, like, do you think that would work if we did like a watch this or something of like us?
Hogan, you fucking bitch.
Of us listening to this fucking album.
Yeah, I'd be rocking out while I play Apex Legends, this guy in the background.
The fucking Be A Man.
Hogan's a fucking bitch. Yeah, we're
Be A Man, Hogan. Come on, don't be scurred was like a fucking WWF chat meme forever.
Savage looked crazy. Savage had a crazy
with the
look.
Dark,
yeah.
Yeah, the
hat,
dark
all that shit.
Fucking
yeah, he's rocking, bro.
Beard.
Glasses.
Yeah, that was. Hey, follow
he came
up
to
by
TNA
the way.
Looking just like that, huh?
Remember, so the Thunder we watched,
mm-hmm.
Macho Man comes out. Right? Does the big schmoz. Never shows up again.
Is that right?
He just, yeah, that was it.
His big return, he says. Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, was it. I thought that was awesome. I had no idea.
That's awesome.
Because they made like a huge deal.
He didn't even take off his hat or his jacket or anything. He just
got came out in
there.
And beat everyone up and eliminated himself and then didn't show up again.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
That's Savage style. Fuck you, Hogan.
Be a man, Dixie.
Bitch.
And that's it for the Observer Notes.
All right. So now it's time to get into actual episode of Raw here.
Yeah.
The guns!
No. Hold on.
The guns!
No, bring it back.
We have drugs!
No drugs, no sex yet.
What?
Celibate. Yeah, that's right.
Damn it.
Cold open. It's Kane. Kane has been taking out everybody. He's Tombstone RVD. He's Tombstone Linder Ellerby. He's Chokeslam Shane.
That's true. Linda McMahon. You've never. I don't know. There's no way people know who you're talking about. Linda McMahon. You don't preface it. It's just that's who it. Like, I had somebody ask me the other day, who's. Like, what's Bubbier? That's not me.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
Tony thing. I don't get it either. So Shane.
Also, by the way, sorry. Not to. There wasn't the no guns and drugs, but there was. The Bischoff picture, Austin picture intro.
Yeah, and it's fucking dude. They piped in Chance. Stupid ass company.
Is that piped in?
Yeah, it's piped in.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, did I just fucking break kayfabe for you?
They love the Stone Cold.
No, not like that.
What do you mean?
They fucking piped that in. This shitty ass company ruined kayfabe for us. So Shane,
anyway, Linda McMahon,
Linda
Shane
Ellerby
McMahon,
has been destroyed.
Everyone is getting fucked up here. RVD Tombstone on the stairs.
Shane chased Kane down into the backstage area, and then Kane attacked Shane from behind.
Well, Kane, yeah, Shane, that's right, yeah, Shane, you're right, sorry. I thought Kane just left through the crowd for some reason. Just
he chokeslammed Shane and said, that's all I needed. And
went through the crowd laughing.
Because he's taking down the McMahon family one by one. RVD, Linder Ellerby, Shane McMahon.
Right.
He's almost done. The first thing he has left is Jordan Peele. And then he's finished with the
George
whole family.
Lopez is coming soon.
So Shane chased Kane down in the backstage area. Kane attacked him from behind. And then there was a whole area dedicated to gasoline brand gasoline.
I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, oh, okay, they got the fucking gimmicks there. Specifically, gasoline brand gasoline back again. And how long? I mean, this can't be too long after the fuck you, Kane. That, like, this is probably pretty close to that, right?
Dude, what the fuck were they all lined up on the wall for?
I don't know.
Was this the gasoline area?
And it was under a tarp. So Kane specifically, I think, hit it there and knew that Shane would go here to fight
him.
This
is crazy.
Near the dumpster.
He knew this was going to happen. So Kane activated the QTE, picked him up. He walked him over. All you had to do was press X. And Shane fucking reversed it because Kane's not quick enough.
The dumpster is on fire at this. It's engulfed in flames. JR,
there's a lot of fire.
Someone please help this kid. It was a lot, yeah.
So Shane reverses Kane and then kicks Kane into the dumpster on fire.
Kane falls backwards into the dumpster. That is on fire.
Let us paint the picture a little better here.
Sure.
This dumpster is fucking on fire. I mean, it is engulfed.
It is genuine dumpster fire. I mean, in the pure, but like on purpose and way more with 5 pounds of gasoline brand gasoline dumped into it. Kane falls backwards into it and is burning in hell. And Shane says that, burn in hell, you son of a bitch.
He hits the horror movie one-liner.
Liver. Yeah, game over.
Burn in hell, you son of a bitch. They fire extinguish the dumpster. And I thought they were going to be like, oh my God, Kane's not there. I don't think they said that. They just fire extinguished the dumpster and then moved on.
But for some reason, and maybe I made this up, and someone will, I'm sure, tell us, but I, for some reason, remember the episode ending with Kane not being in
there. It's got to be him not being in there. But the way the video package was because later on, Shane goes, I hope he's still burning.
Yeah, and then the way JR talks about it is saying, like, it's a revelation now that we are finding out that he's not dead. But for some reason, I feel like I remember the down shot of the dumpster with him not in it.
Burn in hell, you son of a bitch.
I speak for the dead.
This is crazy. He just walks away.
Yeah, that's it. And Kane is dead, but he's not dead. The fire, also, two staff members with just fire extinguishers put this out.
Can we also talk about how only two staff members came when a member of the roster almost died or died, as far as they know?
He's dead. He should be dead, at least.
And also keep in mind that how much fire this was. There was so much fire.
This was on TV, too.
You're right. And nobody cared.
No police. No, Stone Cold went to Brian Pillman's house. They had the fucking cops on the line, or at least they tried to.
Well, they cared until Shane said, burn in hell, you son of a bitch.
That was,
and everyone all in unison said, nice.
The guns, the drugs, yes. The generation.
The drugs and sex are here. Now, come on.
This intro is the best.
Yeah, it is good. I like it, too.
I was startled at one point because something flashed on my screen, and I said, who the fuck was that? And out loud, I said, was that Steve Blackman?
Was it Steve Blackman?
Deb thought it was Tommy Dreamer. I said, there's no way he made it into that.
Yeah, no way.
So I went back and looked. It was black hair and beard Kevin Nash.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
I was way off. I wish it was Steve Blackman.
So WCW is gone. ECW is gone. Yes. TNA's rocking weekly pay-per-views.
Yes. TNA's here.
And WWE has decided they can do whatever they'd like to do. So tonight we are kicking off Raw with Jerry the King Lawler versus Jonathan Coachman.
Lawler comes out in white tights. I thought it was just his, like, I thought he had super pale legs at first. I said, what happened to this guy? It is white tights, black trunks, crazy fucking
look.
That's
crazy.
I don't know.
He had to be, like, super pale.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
That is crazy.
He has his shit, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I thought he was coming out to commentate, but no, he's coming out here to wrestle. They're in Lafayette, Louisiana. And this is where JR tells us about Kane. He says, you know, I thought we'd come on air tonight and inform you that Kane is dead. JR's going into this broadcast with the thought that Kane had died.
I definitely was like half listening, and like I got caught off guard to inform you Kane is dead. I said, what the fuck? I had to go back and say, whoa, what the hell happened?
He said, that is not the case. The details are sketchy, and we'll have an update at the end of this very first match. That he's also sitting there by himself, which I tweeted a pretty good screenshot of him sitting there with his button-down denim Raw shirt.
That's a crazy shirt. There's a lot of Jim Ross here at the beginning of this episode.
They keep going back to him a ton. He's like the focal point of this thing, and he's not even wrestling.
Well, Jerry Lawler almost beat Christian for the Intercontinental title the other week.
Yeah.
But Coachman pulled the King out, and then Christian ended up beating him.
Yeah, Christian rolled him up, held the tights, and then here comes the coach. Dude,
what the hell is going on? They got the kick of the show with Jerry the King Lawler and John the Coachman is the biggest fuck you we won play I've ever seen, man. That's insane.
I swear, he came out after, and I almost sent Tony an angry DM.
What'd you do?
Tony, what the fuck is this? But no, it's okay. JR says, well, Coach is out here wearing those Texas colors, and, well, everyone knows I'm not a Texas fan. I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Of course. I guess is that the Oklahoma rival, I guess?
Shoot, man. I don't know. Roll Tide or something, or don't.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Get her done is
yes,
what
sir.
I
heard. Jerry ends up hitting Coachman with one of those Memphis punches, and then I swear
Crowd
to God.
Popped for it.
I swear to God, I saw the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
What's this?
He gets punched, and he backs up, and then Jerry Lawler and Jonathan Coachman to fucking lock up.
They do, you're right.
Could not
After
believe
the punch.
It.
Collar and elbow, and then Lawler scoop slam.
Crazy.
JR says, I venture to say that that was the first time Coach has been slammed in his entire life, and I bet he didn't like it one dadgum bit. Dadgum.
JR was very opinionated this episode. Like,
fuck
very,
you.
Very opinionated. That's what he said to Kane the whole time, you fucking bitch.
He was, I wish he was dead. I wish he would burn in jail. Yeah, Coach then puts Lawler in a side headlock. And JR is now trying to put over Coach and say, you know, I think deep down, Coach is, you know, a hell of a kid.
Just, a hell of a kid, that's right.
A hell of a kid there, Sean. Lawler backdrops Coach, and then here comes...
And that's why you put your left foot back when you headlock somebody, dumbass. This guy doesn't even wrestle. He doesn't even wrestle Jonathan Coachman.
That was the first time he's ever been slammed in his entire life.
Well, guess who comes down, because we got to make this even fucking nuttier.
No.
Here comes Al Snow. Al Snow in a black cutoff t-shirt and black pants. What is this guy doing?
Yeah, black shirt, black pants, triple tied ponytail, by the way. Also insane. You don't need that many fucking hair ties. Three of them. He says, you're in over your head, Coach. He's a wrestler and you're a commentator. And Coach is yelling at him, you know, to get to the back. Lawler snatches him up just in an attempt to break his arm. And Al is yelling at him to please stop. Fucking Al says to Coach, come on, you're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing Sunday Night Heat.
That was crazy. Stop. You're embarrassing Sunday Night Heat.
Was there a lot of stock in Sunday Night Heat at the time? That was probably was Stevie Richards the GM of Heat around then too?
He was.
I imagine
Stevie Night Heat.
So Al then asked Jerry Lawler to let him go. And I'll throw in the towel. He said, you let him go, I'll throw in the towel. And Lawler agrees. He throws Coach out of the ring. And then Coach and Al are arguing. And Coach shoves him, tells him to get to the back. And then Lawler comes out and punches Coach in the head. He throws him back in the ring. And the ref is distracted by Coach for some reason. So much so that it gives Al Snow time to jump Jerry Lawler and throw him into the ring post. Throws him back into the ring. Coach hits his patented running, jumping elbow drop onto Jerry Lawler and fucking pins him. And he wins.
That is crazy.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
I feel like I just ate a plate of bad crawfish.
Sunday night. Sunday night, he wins again.
That
damn
is
it.
Crazy,
fuck
man.
That show. Fuck that show. I fucking hate Heat. We
what,
got Heat now.
What is happening on WWE, man? This is crazy.
This is a Heat angle.
This is fucking insane. And Kane is dead.
I thought I was going to have to tell you that Kane died tonight, but I guess I do not have to do that. I don't know if he was happy or not.
Oh, I think he was, because later on he goes on a tangent.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
So we go backstage after that. Shane walking backstage in crazy-ass jeans and a sport watch.
Terry Runnels is chasing after him. Shane!
Shane is alive! Kane lives!
Dude, you know Shane heard her the first two times. Why are you fucking jabroni and Terry, man? Just turn around and
you
talk
to
the
girl.
You
see the way his shirt is tucked crazy style? That's why. Dude, it's fucking crazy. This fit is nuts.
It's blue. It's very blue. A lot of blue.
He has a sport watch on.
Well, you gotta see what time it is,
man.
He's gotta know when the segment is.
Man.
Terry says the images we saw going off the air last week were nothing short of disturbing. Well, thank God he didn't throw you into that dumpster. But when the fire was extinguished, Kane was simply not there. Aren't you concerned? And Shane says, well, I hope the bastard's still burning. He wasn't there. Shane.
He watch checks himself and says, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and then he walks away. Terry grabs him as he walks away and says, please be careful out there. And Shane, get the fuck off,
get off
me, man.
Did you see I got these jeans and his shirt and his watch on?
You think I'm worried about anything? I'm gonna kill more people tonight.
I'm gonna book Kane to look like a bitch tonight. Back off.
I'm ruining this gimmick. I'm doing it. I swear to God I'm doing it.
I will ruin it. I promise you.
Absolutely. I am the fucking giant killer. I don't
I'm
give a
fuck.
I'm
one bad
Big
day
show.
Away from ruining the Royal Rumble. I swear to God I am. So if you look at the fuck away from me, I'm ruining the Royal Rumble.
I'm going to retroactively fuck up SummerSlam. You better fucking relax.
We got backstage. Al Snow and the coachman are celebrating.
2 segments.
This is crazy.
The only people we have seen tonight, JR, Jerry Lawler, Al Snow, Shane Terry, and the fucking coach. This is fucking 20 minutes into the show.
I feel like I just ate a plate of bad crawfish.
I'm going to fucking kill myself. And it's because of you.
Fault. Eric Bischoff comes up and he's pissed.
What the hell are you thinking? What are you doing? They're both celebrating. And he says, what are you thinking? Well, let me be the first to congratulate you guys. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And they all shake hands and laugh, of course.
Oh, my God. They were in cahoots the whole fucking time.
Damn you, Eric Bischoff. You and your fucking hair.
Well, guess what? Who is not in cahoots with the boys?
Who?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah.
He walks in sweating like crazy.
Dude,
he is
why is
hot
it so
back there?
He's sweating like it's a fucking 5:45 a.m. deadlock podcast recording.
Dude, they probably had to do like 20 takes of this or something. Somebody kept fucking
yeah,
it up. Stone
Cold
sweating like crazy.
Stone Cold comes and he taps Bischoff on the back and they all turn around. They're all afraid of Austin. He says, yeah, you wish you would have thought, because Bischoff says, oh, I wish I would have thought of that. And Austin says, you wish you would have thought of what? Huh? And you? Looks at coach, and you proud of yourself? You think you're special? Is that what you think? Stone Cold's got to do something special for you. And then he walks the gorilla.
I cannot believe we heard Stone Cold say, you think you're special?
You think you're... Yeah, oh my God, how has nobody done anything with that?
I can't believe it. That's the first thing I thought. I said, what the hell?
Special. Yeah, I think I subconsciously thought I didn't write it down, though. But yeah, I think you're right.
So Steve Austin walks to gorilla, and yes. Then... comes out on stage, and we're going to have a Steve Austin town hall. Now,
well,
yeah, this was not scheduled.
No, man. This is actually fucking shitty of him to do, because the ring is entirely set up for the Jericho highlight reel. And Austin comes out, music, all crowds losing their shit. Austin gets in the ring and just starts fucking up the set.
Stupid-ass gimmick.
Fuck this.
This stupid-ass gimmick. Get this out the ring.
Stupid Tron. Get this Tron out of here.
Why'd he do that, man?
I thought he was going to smash. Crazy. Yeah, he fucked up all the...
He should have just done the thing. It could have been the Stone Cold highlight reel.
Sit in the chairs.
Like, yeah, really. But he said, fuck all that shit. You got a beer
fuck
immediately.
That. So Austin says, you know, all I've been hearing from Coach is that JR is Stone Cold's boy, and it's starting to make me sick. And I'm going to give you a chance to show what kind of man you are. At Unforgiven JR, I'm going to book you in a match.
This
now
is
what?
This is crazy.
What
WCW, we got to bring it back. We got to bring it back.
It's going to be you in one corner, and then in the other corner, it's going to be Coach. Now, hold on 1 second. I'm getting thirsty out here. And he fucking pops a Miller Lite and just starts drinking.
That's crazy. Miller Lite is, that's insane.
Well, it's just what they had on the house tonight. You know, it just got whatever they got.
No way. Stone Cold would definitely tell them what beers to get. He had
to. You think so? Because I thought it was just always just whatever they fucking get. Was
no
it always
fucking
Miller Lite?
Way. No, it was Busch Light sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was
I'm
definitely
just in a little
not,
Miller mood tonight.
He had some bullshit once. I'm non-alcoholic beer. I remember that one
Tony
time,
Tony would know what it was. I fucking don't remember. Yeah, it was some bullshit. You're right. Yeah. I remember. It was like gasoline-branded beer.
Bullshit. Steve Austin's supposed to get drunk, man.
Austin says, I got a mealy-mouthed some bitch back there called Randy Orton. Call himself the Legend Killer. This is nothing to do with anything.
No way.
One of the days you're going to be a big, big superstar in this business. But right now, you got no business calling yourself a Legend Killer. Now, I don't know that. Why not? He's beat up a fucking bunch of legends. Stone Cold's going to see fit to put you in a match at Unforgiven against HBK Shawn Michaels. Hold on, I'm thirsty again. He says, every airport I go to, everyone's saying, Stone Cold, Stone Cold, Stone Cold. And I say, what? Because Stone Cold is my name.
Crowd pop for that.
That is unbelievable. That is straight to the point. You're right. He said, do you think Stone Cold, or do you think Goldberg is going to kick Triple H's ass and take his title? I say, hell, he might. Hell, he might not. I don't have an answer for that one. Completely useless. If Goldberg loses a match, I know he's forced to leave the WWE permanently. But seeing as Goldberg's days might be numbered, I thought you guys might want to see Goldberg here in Lafayette, Louisiana. And they all fucking pop. Well, Goldberg wasn't booked already.
Yeah, I guess not. This is a crazy match to be booked in.
Stone Cold is booked JR against Coach at Unforgiven, Randy Orton against Shawn Michaels, and now for the main event of Raw right now on the spot, because neither Bischoff or Austin had booked the main event yet. It's going to be Evolution in a 6-man tag against HBK. This is a pop. Goldberg. Pop. And Maven.
That is insane. It's even more insane when you get to the actual fucking match.
The match is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And then Jericho's music hits. And Jericho says, well, wait a minute here. What do you mean, wait a minute? This was Jericho's time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is nuts. Speaking of nuts, Jericho comes out here in a crazy fucking black leather dip dye hair. This is crazy fucking business that Jericho's doing.
All black
here.
Leather is nuts. I know it's fucking hot. If you're in Louisiana, it's got to be fucking hot.
He must be drenched here. Jericho says, I don't care who you are, Austin. Nobody comes down and cancels the highlight reel. Austin says, well, I just did. And Jericho says, well, yeah, you did. Well, I guess you're right. You trashed my set. You know how expensive this is, you sanctimonious son of a bitch? And Austin says, well, yeah, I do, because I wrote the check. Austin's writing checks now? What happened
here? Ain't no way.
He is.
Steve Austin was just having fun with it.
Stone Cold's on the book saying, oh, I got to pay off this Jericho bill.
There's no way. He said, let's get WrestleMania 20 over with and
I'm out of here. Jericho says, you mentioned the main events without mentioning the king of bling bling. He says, haven't you gotten it through your stupid drunken beer drinking cranium? He said cranium though. He said, I'm the man these ass clowns want to see.
Cranium.
Opinium.
Opinium.
Yeah, how do you... you had a crazy brain. I don't know. Jericho says, as an apology for smashing on my set, I think you need to get down on your hands and knees, kiss my boots, and show me some respect, Junior. And Austin says, first of all, take some bass out of your voice when you talk to me.
I don't got time. He just stressed him down. I said, damn, that's crazy, man.
I don't got time to do all that. So there's your respect right there, Junior. And he flips him off. And that was it. And then Christian comes out. Jericho had nothing else to say there. Christian comes out, fucking yellow gear, Intercontinental title, very sweaty. He says, excuse me, Intercontinental champion over here.
That's awesome. WWE said, we do not care.
We hate this fucking guy, and we can't wait for him to leave. Please, TNA.
And we hate his fucking title, and we're never going to fucking defend it again.
This title sucks. Kane, why don't you fucking bury it with you, you bastard? Christian says, I'm still waiting for my apology from last week. I guess Austin probably stunned him last week or something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Austin says, you're still waiting for me to apologize? Well, keep waiting, because it ain't going to happen. And you got anything else you want to bitch about?
He said, can we get this fucking segment over with?
I'm sweaty, man. Austin says, you know what? You guys can have a match. How about that? You looking for a fight? Have a match. And Jericho says, all right, Austin. You want us to have a match in front of these cajons?
That was crazy.
There's nobody backstage that could beat us, two sexy beasts. And whose asses do we have to kick tonight? And I says, oh, well, you got his, and he's got yours. Because it's Y2J versus Christian for the IC title. And JR loses his mind. He says, whoa! It's like an unbelievable unveiling.
What a beast.
So, again, this show, we've seen nothing so far. Nothing has happened.
So Christian has a match with Y2J that Steve Austin makes. And this match is actually not bad.
Well, the crowd doesn't. I
like
the match, first of all. But the crowd wanted to not like it right away because they immediately, it comes back from commercial, they're in the match and the crowd's chanting boring.
They didn't even do anything yet. Yeah, boring.
Just, ding, ding, boring.
They got,
that was Austin's thing at the time, though, I think, but you know.
They got Jerry Lawler sitting at commentary in his little singlet.
It's for the whole show.
That's fucked up.
That's awesome.
But Christian, I mean, they were working here. Christian takes a crazy hit off the steel steps on the outside.
He cactus bumps on it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, if you do that shit at DPW, you will die.
You please, God, and those things are fucked up, man.
Your shins will be done.
Avoid. Yeah, they're, you know, going back and forth, kind of teasing one another. Jericho tried to cheat, put his feet on the ropes. Christian kind of did the same. The cat fight on the floor, and then the fucking stairs gimmick. Yeah.
So Christian goes for an unprettier, but Jericho reverses into the walls. Very good spot. Jericho is always very good at finding ways into the walls here.
These guys are fucking good. Shockingly, how about that?
Him and Christian work together a lot too.
Yeah, that's true. Jericho undid his... He tried to take off the turnbuckle. Earl went and stopped him, and he's fucking with the turnbuckle. And then Jericho undoes his ribs tape just to choke Christian. That was good.
I guess WWE uses rope for their turnbuckles instead of zip ties, which I guess I never thought about before I saw it here.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, they just use rope. So they put it back up there, like mid-match, I guess.
Actually, it's probably a lot easier, too.
I don't know if... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would work. Well, I don't know why we never tried that. Anyways.
Yeah, that.
Christian goes for the Unprettier. Jericho versus the walls. Christian gets out. Jericho goes for a cross body and then accidentally fucks up Earl Hebner.
He fucking annihilates Earl Hebner.
I love that they could have done anything in the world. He said, you're going to take a cross body tonight, Earl. He could have just like backed or back elbowed over something. He said, nah, cross body. Fuck
cross
you,
body,
man.
Easy.
Christian grabs the IC title, goes to hit Jericho, but Jericho hits one of the fucking meanest neck breakers. Their timing was off. So
fuck.
Like Christian just fucking slams his head in the fucking
it's
mat.
It's so loud, too.
Yeah, it's rough. Jericho goes for an O'Connor roll, but holds the rope. Earl Hebner sees that and then kicks him away. And then Christian reverses into his own and then holds the rope. And Hebner
does the same rope and tights. And Earl doesn't see any of it.
He does not fucking see it. And Christian wins. Gotcha.
Unfucking real, man. Fun fucking match. Fun finish. These guys are awesome.
Crowd, we said, we want more Coach Man.
We want Stone Cold, please.
We go backstage after that. Steve Austin meets with Shane backstage.
Shane's just sitting in the hallway. Shane doesn't have his own locker room, or he's just hanging out in the hallway. Is it hot or something?
He wants people to see his outfit.
Oh, he
can't
wants
to see it in the locker room.
Oh, maybe the lighting is bad in the locker room and it doesn't shine his watch as well as it should.
Yeah, that watch is nuts. You know you get dirt on that. That'd be just fine.
Stone Cold walks up and he says, I was looking for you. I think it'd be best if you just leave because you're trying to ruin the Royal Rumble and I just can't have
it. Oh, you son of a bitch. I will do it too. I promise you I'll do it.
I heard you want to make me a ref at WrestleMania and I just can't have that.
Dude, that, I mean, looking back at that match, it's crazy because they all are fucking gone. That's like crazy.
The crowd shits on the whole match. We have to rewatch that match. I don't know. Is it as bad as I remember it being? They just do nothing.
I can't remember what video game it was I played in recently where I played it. It was pretty fun in the video game.
Sure.
But yeah, I for some reason in my head, I'm like, oh man, they shit on most of that match. I'm pretty sure they probably cheered for like Austin or something at the end.
Well,
or
Austin stuns both
of
them.
Yeah, he does.
That's so sick. Always got to be on top, Shen. So Austin, I think it best if you just leave because this whole Kane thing. You know, I was the guy that motivated him, right? He took it to a whole different level, and I don't think you or anyone is safe. And
Shane says, no way. I'm not fucking leaving. Kane could electrocute my balls here tonight, and I'm still not leaving.
Kane could come out here and fucking pour water on me and electrocute my nutsack while I was handcuffed, and I want to do nothing.
Well, that's very specific, Sean. I don't think he would do that. That's good.
He said, I appreciate your concern, but if sun's going down tonight, I say bring it on. All right.
If I'm going to get my balls electrocuted, we're doing it tonight. It's going to be out there.
Why is Shane not concerned at all? In the slightest. Like, not like he's not scared that this dude that he just killed is not dead?
Because he can't let his family die. RVD, Linder, LRBs. He's the last of a dying breed.
Why wasn't he even a little surprised that Kane's not dead? Like, when Terry told him.
He's like, sent him a note, so I have a feeling your whole family's going down. First, I'll let you keep your balls.
I'm coming. Kane writing letters is also a fucked up thought.
But if he has crayon?
Maybe he was texting and he had a signature at the end of it that said Kane Big Red Machine.
It definitely did. With tildes and shit.
It was Big Red Font, Kane Big Red Machine.
This is my last resort. Are you scared of this dude?
No way. He's texting. Fuck you, man.
So we get a SummerSlam video package of Goldberg dominating the Elimination Chamber before Triple H beats him lol.
This is crazy. This is crazy. I was like, I'm trying to explain it to Deb. I'm like, I don't know why Goldberg didn't win this. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Goldberg dominates his Elimination Chamber. Triple H then... This is Triple H with the biker shorts.
Over. This is biker short Triple H, and Goldberg is disgustingly over here.
Yeah, well, Triple H said, I got this sledgehammer, and I'm going to beat your ass, and I'm winning the chamber.
Fuck you. I'm going to hit you with a chamber, and I'm going to win, and you suck.
That would have been a Goldberg accolade, and Triple H said, not on my watch.
That's great. Just never beats him ever? That'd
awesome.
Be fucking unreal.
Biker shorts, yeah. Triple H with a sledgehammer. Yeah. That's crazy.
Did you not? Are you for or against biker shorts, Triple H?
That's an insane look. I understand it's because he was hurt, so I don't really care.
Now,
but
what
it's
about
a crazy look?
What about purple biker shorts, Triple H? Because I love purple biker shorts, Triple H.
Is there a purple biker shorts blaze? I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look right now because we do our research here.
I know purple trunks, clean shaven Triple H was
different. I swear there's purple trunks and there's also purple bikers.
That's I don't know if I can find it right now. That's fucked up. All right, well, that's a design choice. I understand he had an injury. Purple's
maybe
a design choice.
I swear I remember that for some reason, though. I could be just, that could just be childhood Johnny mixing up the purple and the trunk. But I, for some reason, remember purple bikers.
Triple H purple trunks with the clean shaven is like, you're losing tonight.
Was he clean shaven with the purple trunks?
It was purple trunks, clean shaven, I'm
Triple
pretty
H,
sure.
Triple H purple trunks. I know there's a figure of purple trunks Triple H. Let's see here. Is that Mania?
How do you even find those?
Oh, it is. Jesus Christ. Wait, is that where he beats Booker T?
Yeah, that's the he beats Booker T. That's the you're losing tonight trunks.
Oh no!
Yeah, those are crazy,
it's
man.
These. Look at this picture. Look at this picture.
Hell yeah! Look at that dude. He's like, that's what he screams when he comes out. I'm winning. that's a fucking monster, man. That is a monster. Holy shit. Yeah.
That's brutal. Yeah, the purple.
The purple trunks is fucking insane.
But bikers was a crazy look, but it was
white
for an
boots
injury,
Triple
believe,
H
right?
Also fucking insane.
Wow. White boots Triple H is gnarly.
Yeah, Triple H had a lot of crazy looks and he won in all of them. He said, I'm winning.
You remember them all because they bring you back to a moment where you were pissed off that he won.
Yeah, there he goes winning again.
He's in the vintage white winning boots.
We go backstage. Triple H says that, well, actually, it's on the Tron at first.
JR is interviewing him on the Tron.
No one in the crowd can hear JR, by the way. So it starts with Triple H saying, you know what, JR? And everyone in the audience is probably like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, JR says, Triple H, what are your thoughts on facing Goldberg in that six-man tag match? Why did they just have Triple H cut a promo? Because I don't think JR talks to him again.
By the way, this promo is nuts.
This is like,
fuck
wish
you,
Goldberg was dead.
Fuck
yeah.
You. This you should have died instead of Kane. I already buried Kane.
This was tough enough, Triple H, coming back 2 years later.
Triple H, I forgot. I genuinely just thought off the top of my head. He buried the fuck out of Kane already. That's crazy.
He took his mask.
You stupid, ugly bastard. And now on to Goldberg.
He took his mask and fuck you.
Holy
Triple H
shit,
says, I'm anxious to get my hands on Goldberg and Unforgiven because I'm sick to death of him. He says, JR, everywhere I go, I it's the same damn thing. Goldberg. He says a lot of crazy shit here. These people, or should I say sheep, these are the same people that believe everything they read in the magazines and believe all the hype. DPW believe the hype, by the way, this weekend.
This is a crazy promo.
See you on TV. And Goldberg is just hype. He is a mass marketed, cleverly produced vision of what someone thinks a wrestler should be, but this is what a wrestler should be. They call me this is even crazier line. I don't even understand this line. They call me the game, not because it's a clever name they wanted to throw on me to sell some t-shirts. They call me the game because I'm in the game. I am the game.
It's wearing a t-shirt that says the game on.
Then he says, Goldberg, you are the disease and I am the cure. You are a plague on wrestling.
This is fucking crazy. You say, Goldberg, you are a bitch and you were booked well and that pisses me off.
Goldberg, you suck, and they pushed you, and you suck ass, man.
That's crazy, man.
I beat you so many times, and I'm going to continue to beat you, and you'll get one
and
up
you're
on
gonna
me.
You're going
to
leave. How about that, buddy? How about I beat you and you leave?
Does Goldberg wins, and then Triple H beats him, right, for it, right? Is that what happens?
So Goldberg leaves at WrestleMania 20.
But Goldberg, so it's Triple H and Goldberg at Unforgiven.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And then Goldberg wins, and then... Does Triple H take it back?
He's got to take it back, right? Because how else did the match at WrestleMania 20?
I got to look now.
Me too.
All right, there's Unforgiven. Goldberg wins. No Mercy. Oh, No Mercy's a SmackDown pay-per-view.
He lost the title at Unforgiven to Goldberg in a match where the stipulation was if Goldberg lost, he had to retire. After failing to win back the title from Goldberg in a rematch at Survivor Series.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
He finally regained the championship from Goldberg in a triple threat match at Armageddon, which also involved Kane.
I'm going to fucking two birds, one stone. Okay, so he gives Goldberg one more at Survivor Series. Yeah. He puts him over, and then he beats him and Kane. Why was Kane in that?
Fuck that motherfucker.
I'm going to make sure. I just want you to remember that Kane sucks.
That is crazy, man.
That's
what
awesome, man.
Fuck,
all well. Hail the king.
That's the game, brother.
Sorry,
he is the game.
One.
He's in the game.
I am in the game, and I am the game, and I am the game.
Yeah, get that right, first off. He is not so a mass market division of what a pro wrestler should be, all right? He's the game and in the game.
You are a plague on... you are monkeypox of pro wrestling, Goldberg.
That is fucking nuts,
So Goldberg walks in, and Goldberg says, "What's wrong, Hunter? Cat got your tongue? I'm going to kick your ass." Yeah.
Triple H said, and he's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah, he does the very Shawn Michaels moment here, where he just kind of pretends to be scared. "I just want you to think about it for a while. Just like I want you to think about how it's going to feel when I take your title. And that's not a threat. That's a promise." And then he leaves.
That's
all
crazy,
he gets.
Man.
Triple H just said, "I hope you die and you ruin wrestling.
And you're
I'm going to kick your ass."
And your joke. And I'm the game. And fuck you. So we got a Trish Stratus and Ivory versus Molly Holly and Gail Kim.
Yes. Last Monday, Trish beat Gail Kim, I believe it was, with the Stratus faction. And then Molly jumped her on the stage. And JR is hyping up the match as we go into commercial. And the last word you hear before the commercial is JR is saying, "Did I mention puppies?"
Commercial break.
He's fucking
Molly Holly is the champion.
He's in his gear still.
Yeah, he's
still
in his
weirdo.
Little singlet.
Yes.
Gail Kim has a little glasses here. This is a crazy look, by the way.
She looks unbelievable here, man. She's in crazy shape here.
Yeah, she is. Jerry Lawler asked Trish... Or ask JR if Trish has a VCR.
No. What?
What the hell does that mean?
JR legit just says, "What?" And they like go into a spot so Lawler can't get his shit in. And he has to double back to him, "You know, a VCR." And what are you, like a video recorder? No, a very cute rear. Well, I'll have you know, I'm a very happily married man, but I'll say she's very well developed.
That is crazy! You could have just said, "Yes, she has a cute rear." Why did you say she is well developed?
She's mass marketed.
That's
produced. Insane.
I'm happily married, but she is very well developed. Man, what? That's
even more perverse,
I feel
like.
You should just say, "Yeah, she does have a cute rear."
You know what? I'm happily married, but fuck yeah.
Holy shit. He tried to slide off like, "Yeah, she is very well developed." And then we got a spot here.
And
arm drag. Gail was a step ahead of every single person in this match. She was she picked up wrestling very quickly.
What a strange run here for her, because it doesn't go well. I mean, she gets the belt, but like, I don't think anybody really remembers Gail for her WWE run. But she was like money here.
Yeah, well, WWE did not like her.
Fair. They didn't like
so
a lot
that
of people,
was,
like Goldberg. They didn't like Goldberg.
Well, Triple
Kane.
H did not like Goldberg. Trish did a hot tag in this match, which is crazy. I don't know how many times I've seen Trish do a spine buster, but she broke one out here.
She fucked her shit up on it, too.
Yeah,
and then the chick kick.
Like a stack of rocks.
Dude, this fucking match has the craziest finish of all time.
I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. Gail and Molly Holly... do a double team power bomb off the top rope. I don't know. Was it supposed to be that?
I think so. But it is in fucking sane, dude. So here's the setup for this. The finish is hot too. Trish goes for Stratosphere. Is that right?
Oh, I have no fucking idea.
What's the corner gimmick called? Where she does the gimmick, she grabs the bottom, flips herself up, and Rana. Off the top. What's she do? What's Stratus?
Oh, that's called the Frankensteiner.
No. Trish has her own version of it.
Frankenstratus.
Stratosphere, I'm pretty sure. So Trish
goes
for
it. It's a Frankensteiner. You will respect Scott Steiner.
It's not the Frankensteiner. It's different. Trish goes for it, and Gail stops her from doing this to Molly. Then she hoists her up, and Gail and Molly both do a double team powerbomb off the second and kill Trish, and Molly pins her and wins. This was awesome. Fucking awesome. I love this.
It was a very good match.
It was fucking sweet.
Molly and Gail end up winning. Molly and Gale's like a powerhouse team, by the way. This was awesome.
Awesome team. Yeah, yeah. And then they hit a double reverse DDT. Regular DDT on Ivory after that. Just playing her with both of them do a DDT. I was like,
that was
fucking
sweet. Yeah, they're awesome.
They both got sick ass moves. They got tag moves. This is awesome. Keep these two going.
And WWE said, no way. There is
fuck
no
you,
way.
Get out of our company.
Yeah, that's not happening. We go backstage. Shane is walking to the back and meets with none other than Vince McMahon.
Where was Shane coming from? He was outside?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
He walks back into the building.
I don't know. That's weird.
And yes, Vince is here and Shane says, what are you doing here? And Vince says, I got a right to be here. All right. I'm concerned.
That was
right.
Crazy. Well, first off, I have a right to be here. All right.
I'm concerned for your safety and your welfare. Because I've been told that something's going to come down tonight. Now, what the fuck did you hear? Because then he starts going into, I'm going to kill your son. Kane, big red machine. So Vince starts talking. He wants to clear the air with Shane. And he says, you know, maybe I haven't been the greatest dad, but I tried. And I want to know if you forgive me. And I need to know it now.
Holy shit. They could have played a montage of shitty ass balls father Vince McMahon. I tried. I'm not the best dad in the world, but I tried. What?
How is that not already a compilation of Vince doing something horrible to his family?
It's only 2003. And we could do a 20-minute montage.
Stephanie got crucified and almost forced to marry the Undertaker because of you.
Yeah, whole angle was him being really shitty. Don't you remember that, Shane? You were part of it.
You were in the group with him. You weren't any better, but you were taught this way.
Come on, man.
But Vince knows that Shane is meant to die tonight, and he wants to make sure that they're okay before he dies, which is fucking crazy. So Vince goes to hug him, and Shane stops him, and he says, you're concerned about me? Well, let's see how everyone else is concerned about me out in the ring.
Concerned about me? You should be concerned about the Royal Rumble. What are you doing at Royal Rumble?
What are you doing at Royal Rumble? That's Pat Patterson.
No, get your ass back here. What are you doing at Royal Rumble?
I'm a good dad.
I'm texting
Kane. I'm a good father.
Kane will know. So now it's time for the Shane McMahon Town Hall.
Shane comes to the ring, and Shane says, people have been telling me all night something bad is going to happen. Well, if something bad is going to happen, let it happen right now.
All right.
So it does.
Yeah, all right.
Shane waits around, and then he goes to leave, and then Eric Bischoff's music hits. Bischoff comes out, and JR says, well, here is a stain on the underwear of life, Eric Bischoff. And he's very well developed.
No.
Bischoff says, no. I wouldn't miss this for the world. He says, Shane says, if you're the bad thing that's supposed to happen to me tonight, then that's a joke. And Bischoff says, you think I'm a joke? Well, how about I get in that ring and kick your fucking ass?
Which awesome.
He was going to fight him. And up until the fucking pyro going off, he was going to get in the ring and fight Shane. Unless this was, of course, planned by Bischoff. The pyro goes off and JR says, oh my god, just flipping out. He's not dead. And the lights go out. JR says, I can't see a damn thing. All right, lights come back on and Kane is in the ring. He's here and he has, well, he has burns on his arm,
dude,
and his wrist.
Dude,
he's okay. He's doing pretty okay, actually.
He got slammed and jammed in the most on fire dumpster of all times, and my arm hurts.
Kane, he couldn't have been any less hurt here, actually. He had some burns on his wrist and his arm, and they were taped up. But, like, his face is fine? His face? The thing that is most notorious for him having burnt before, his face is completely okay?
Dude, Kane is attacking Shane here, and the whole time on commentary, JR is like, look at this hideous freak.
And look at this fucking bird.
It's just Kane with a fucked up haircut. It's not disfigured or
fucked up haircut
deformed.
And two bandages.
It's just Kane with a fucked up haircut. This is how Kane looks like in real life. Look at this hideous fucking freak. Harvey gave a fade and Cage came to work and they're just roasting the shit out of
There's
him.
There's nothing else that could, like, they could, like,
you monster.
They could have, like, made him one night, couple weeks, put on the full.
Dude, Snitsky looked uglier than Kane, dude.
Snitsky was fucking brutal. That's true.
Kane is a normal looking dude, a fucked up haircut. You freak.
He's just an ugly guy.
Yeah, really. That's fucking crazy, man.
Oh my God, look at him.
Look at his line.
He is underdeveloped. That's an underdeveloped son of a bitch right there.
They convinced this guy to do this angle where they roast him all the time.
Yeah, that's... Make sure to call him ugly a bitch.
Yeah, he's a freak, isn't he?
Fuck look him.
Look at his haircut. He's a freak.
But they could have, like, maybe force him to put the... force him to put the mask back on for a couple weeks or the outfit or... No, just fucking... Fucking bullshit,
they didn't make
man.
Him just smear fucking doo-doo sauce on his face like Snitsky. You want to make him ugly, then fuck him up. You want to do the angle? Fuck him up.
Kane had enough at that point. He's not doing any more. He said, no, I'm not.
He's not even
hit.
He's just a dude. He's just a tall glass of poop juice.
He's just
not
ugly.
He's just fucking not good looking. RVD even said it later, you fucking freak. He's the same guy, man.
Yeah. So Kane is whooping Kane's
like
Shane's
one of the only
ass.
Dudes to take the mask off. He's ugly as hell. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, infamously hot wrestlers under masks forever until Kane showed up.
Kane would have fucked up Fade, man. That's messed up.
He kept it, too.
He said, this dude looks hot.
Ah, that's hot.
Yeah, that Vince got told that when he came backstage. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Look your pal. Look your pal.
I like the way you cut it right down the middle of your head.
I like that's why I'm surprised Tyson Kidd didn't get a push more.
Yeah,
the same exact haircut.
That was fucked up, man. That was,
the little crown.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Natalia, good for you or whatever.
Yeah. You remember the episode of Total Divas where Tyson Kidd said, I do not want to have sex with you. There's no way.
I need to watch the G1.
There's no fucking way.
Best of the Hiroki, Super Juniors is on.
Hiroki Goto is on TV right now. We're watching him now.
Please get your titties out of here. I
Fuck
have
you.
To watch Juju Liger tonight.
Awesome, man.
Kane is whooping his ass. And then Kane grabs handcuffs. He pushes him against the ring post and handcuffs him to the turnbuckle. So his hands are above his head. Very sexy. And then he puts the stairs back into place where Shane is to lock his legs in there, which I thought was a cool fucking... That was
kind of smart. Cool. I did thought that was cool. He didn't have to do that.
No, did not, but it was cool. Then Kane starts, he grabs a bottle of water and starts splashing on him. JR is very confused. What the?
Oh, that's gasoline. No, that's water.
What is he doing there, son? Kane pulls out jumper cables, and then he pulls out a battery.
Well, there's only one thing that can happen next.
So he attaches both jumper cables to, it's two jumper cables, one for each ball. And JR, which is, I mean, very, you know, he's thinking of this ahead. He made sure that both of these testicles are handled properly. And even JR says, oh, I hate to say it, but he attached them to Shane's testicles.
I hate to say it. Yeah, I hear you on that.
Then Kane starts electrocuting Shane's balls. And then Shane looks like he's going to come.
He was coming.
He was super into it.
Hell yeah. He kept doing a zooming on his face.
He was sweating. He coming.
I hear you, man. I mean, look at this hideous freak. He's real into that shit. Ugly bastard style. He's crazy as hell.
Kane had a week to figure out his revenge.
You think Kane would just like stab him with a knife or something? He said, nah.
His revenge.
Testicles are mine. That's crazy, man.
He probably texted him to you. I'm going to fucking shock your nuts, man. Kane, big red machine.
He probably he looked at him and said, who the hell's texting me? I ain't seen this. What the hell is this? So he just says, like, Kane, the big red monster. This is my last resort. Kane, who the hell is this?
A of all the things this sadistic bastard come up with, not try to set Shane on fire again or kill him or kill his dad who is also in the building. I'm going to fucking handle these balls, man. These balls are mine.
Yeah, I mean, Shane, this hideous freak, loves making Shane McMahon come, and he knew how to do it. He said, I'm going to make you come on TV tonight. And he sparked that bitch up. That's the only way Shane can get off.
He did him a favor.
Yeah, he said, hey, if we're going to come tonight, I'm coming out of the ring right now. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to do it right now.
So Shane is coming. Kane's lecturing his balls. And then here comes RVD.
Shane's still over there coming. RVD's trying to stop the attack.
Why stop? Hey, he couldn't kick RVD because his legs are locked, but whatever. RVD comes out and starts smashing Kane in the head repeatedly with a chair. And JR says, scramble that son of a bitch's brains.
He's crazy. Kill him. Kill Kane.
Die, Kane, you fucking ugly bitch. Fucking you are crazy, burnt furry. Kid, I hate you.
That's fucking crazy.
So he fucking brains Kane with his chair. Then he goes off. This is fucking crazy. RVD grabs one of the jumper cables, and he walks up the chain. He's like confused. He's like, whoa, what is it? What happened here? And he takes one of the jumper cables off. And then he like stares at it, confused. Take the other one off, man. What are you doing? You fucking idiot. And then he finally takes the other one off. And he gets back in the ring and he starts whooping Kane's ass. And JR says, look at that badass Van Damme. I hope he beats Kane's ass. Eat some steel, Kane, you dirty, no good bastard. Just fucking
this is like crazy,
angry.
Yeah. This is like crazy, crazy shit, man.
He's flipping out. And RVD does. RVD whoops his ass. Van Damme, dropkick with the chair in the corner. ECW chant. Fucking Van Damminator. Kane's bleeding. What the? And then he just leaves. Kane leaves. What are you doing?
Kane's got to get the fuck out of here. His job is done. Eric Bischoff said, make Shane McMahon come. And he did, and he's out. And he's out of here. He's got to freshen up that haircut.
How did he get the cuffs off?
I would probably just broke him up.
Broke him? Okay.
Yeah, broke him up. Put his ass on a gurney. Get my balls. I jar it. I jar it.
And then they play RVD's music. And that's it. Ding. Yeah. This is like Kane died, didn't die, came back, played with Shane's balls, and then got his ass whooped.
Based.
Yeah, just as planned.
Backstage segment. Kane is pissed off at Eric Bischoff.
They also recap what happened, by the way, and during the break, Shane got stretchered out.
Yeah, he was holding fucking gurneyed.
Holding his balls and looking at them, very concerned. Just holding them.
Well, Kane is backstage, pissed off at Eric Bischoff.
Bleeding, too.
Because, you know, RVD fucking attacked him. He said, I was supposed to do my job, and I did my job, and now RVD's pissed.
Yeah, Bischoff said RVD wasn't supposed to be back, and next week it'll be Kane and RVD in a steel cage. All right.
You know, putting Kane with Eric Bischoff is a surefire way to kill the gimmick.
Yeah, really. I mean, he's already back to bowing to authority.
Yeah, that's a surefire way to kill that shit. So, yeah. Shout out, you ugly bastard. So Bischoff makes
bitch.
Kane versus RVD in a steel cage match.
Yes.
For some reason, that makes Kane happy.
Because he's locked in a cage with RVD. Oh, he could just go beat RVD up right now.
He could just go stab him, yeah.
He could go kill him now.
Yeah, no.
Whatever.
Hurricane and Rosie versus La Resistance. The hits keep coming. We're out here.
This is not only just Rosie, but it is shit Rosie. No, superhero man. In training, of course. And JR on commentary is talking about La Resistance, and he says, oh, you know, they hate America. They hate Canada. They hate everything but French. Well, I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you drag your ass back to Paris and get yourself a job?
He said, get a job. Why don't you get a job? That is crazy. Get a job. Rosie's got a job.
And they're talking about Rosie's in training right now. He's training for a job. Get a job.
He's doing his onboarding right now.
$5, $10. Get a job.
Get a job. Go to France.
And then they start talking about the
Fuck
Kane
you.
Stuff. You dirty, no good bastard. He starts talking about the Kane shit again. And he says, that had to be premeditated. That couldn't have been by coincidence. Well, fucking, well, yeah.
The batteries are the ring, yeah.
Well, they charged the ring before the show? The fuck are you doing? JR also says, this is a non-title world tag team title. World tag team title. I'm trying to say.
Go back to France. Get a job.
Go fuck off.
Some promoter's watching this match right now. He's like, damn. This is what I'm doing.
I can
I'm
pack booking, a house.
I'm packing with- a house.
I am tapped into the Ruthless Aggression era and La Resistance and Hurricane and Rizzy.
This is it.
This is a 10,000 seat fucking match
this
right here.
This is it.
Look at this building. Look at this Raw. The people are here to see this tag match.
By the way, nobody at La Resistance wearing wrist tape. This is fucked up. It's fucked up.
They don't have any jobs.
That means they're not wrestlers. They have no wrist tape.
So JR fucks up talking about the match, and Lawler says, how can it be a non-title tag match? And JR said, well, I'm having problems here tonight. I'm going to match it Unforgiven. I don't know what's going on.
Dude, did you see this come up on the screen? They had some random WrestleMania 20, like, page fold come up on the screen.
Oh, no. Maybe I missed that.
Top left, no reference. They just keep moving.
Out.
Nothing happens.
Wait, really?
And then it disappears. Yeah, it's just randomly at the like, start of this match. Yeah, no clue.
That was Shane pressing buttons backstage. I'm going to fuck this show up.
It's a page fold. And then it
that's
goes
weird.
Back up.
What
all
was
right.
on it?
It was just the WrestleMania logo? 20 logo, and that's it. And then it went away. No reference.
Did it,
no nothing.
Date?
No nothing. Just WrestleMania what? 20. No,
I just away. Remember it. Yeah. All right. Whatever. Cool.
I don't know what the hell Hurricane did here. There was a reversal spot in this match before the hot tag to Rosie. Did you see this where he like reverses out of a move and then like just like throws his body on the ground and somehow?
Oh yes, yeah. What the fuck happened there?
I that have was no like, idea. Crazy fucking reversal.
Was he supposed to bump and he just fucked up or something? Or?
I have no idea. It worked, you know.
Yeah,
it was,
no, sure.
I couldn't believe it, but yeah, I don't know.
Hurricane also hit the "Here Comes the Pain" running Hurricane clothesline in this match.
Oh, he did. Yeah, that's part of his comeback. You got to do that.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was perfect. I was like, wow, that's exactly from that.
That fucking move is annoying as hell. By the way,
dude, I spam the shit out of that move.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
doing
it's very fucking annoying.
Because like you can do it from like so far back,
and he gets hard
and
to reverse.
It would still hit. Yeah, yeah. There's the box word is crazy. Hurricane had some crazy ass moves. He also had the handshake, and then like you were just fucked. He would just go for the handshake, and then you would get hit with a move.
And he had the stance, the idol stance.
The fucking stance was fucking cool too. So Vaughn jumps off the top here. Hurricane catches him with a goozle or a frog splash, or he drops him. Either one.
Yeah, whatever.
Rob Conway comes out from nowhere.
I can't believe it.
And hits Hurricane with the tag belt. And JR refers to Rob Conway as the master of disguise.
He's not even disguised. He's just in street clothes.
He's dressed up as a fucking piece of shit.
Get your ass back to France.
And then Sylvain pins Hurricane for the win.
This
Fuck.
Is insane. Did you see the fucking hot tag Rosie get a shoulder roll double clothesline? That was nuts. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
It's out of control. Oh yeah, I wrote Rosie tags in and clotheslines everyone.
Yeah, that was crazy. Crowd was hot for it.
Then after the match, Rosie gets in, bumps Sylvain. Conway gets in, tries to hit him with the belt, but then he ducks, and then he hits fucking Conway with a sit-out catatonic.
Yeah, the fucking catatonic. Fuck you,
awesome.
Man. That was sweet. Yeah.
And then Rene Dupree hits Rosie so fucking hard with his title. It makes
you could
a
hear
crazy...
It.
Yes! It's so loud. And I think pieces of it fall on the fucking floor. He hits him so hard
that's
with this fucking thing.
That would not happen if he was wearing wrist tape as well.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sylvain gets on the mic and says, Rene, get the tables. And then shockingly...
He says, get the table. And JR cannot get over it. He says, oh, get the table.
get the one
table,
huh?
One table.
Well, yeah. So they set up a table. And shockingly, the Dudleys run out, attack them, and then go to put them through the table. But they are unable to put Conway through the table because Sylvain and Dupree drag him out. But I... For a split second, I was like, oh my God, is this the Spike Dudley? But it was not the Spike
Oh,
Dudley.
Thank God. No, yeah.
Yeah.
Or not, because yeah. I kind of want to see it again. But yeah,
I wanted
was,
to see
that's
it
a
well,
rough ass bump. Holy
that
shit.
That is unfucking believable.
So, yeah, the Dudleys. Okay. It's like when they came out, they had to like wait a second.
Because like, they weren't in
they
position.
Were,
yeah.
Bubba was or, sprinting as fast as
he could. You think they were late for the spot or.
I don't
what
know.
Happened there?
I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Because La Resistance are set it up and are taunting for a good, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah, they are. And Bubba finally spritz down there and says, "Hey, how's it going?" And they
good. Glom them and
Rod Conway being master disguise in street clothes is insane for me. But
I recognize him as Rob Conway three times. JR says that's Rob Conway. Oh, that's a master disguise. He knew it was Rob Conway. What the fuck is the disguise?
That is insane. I didn't even think about it like that.
He knew immediately. Even crazier. Who he was.
So after that, we go backstage. Terry Runnels is with Maven and asks Maven how he feels about being in the tag match tonight in the main event.
This is the biggest night of your career. You and HBK and Goldberg, how you feeling? Maven says, "I'm excited. I can't believe a main event, Raw against Evolution. I can't help but think tonight is my night." And then Flair and Orton walk in, and Flair says, "Fuck you."
Dude, Maven cuts the most caw-ass response. Like, that's what happens when you just press X as quick as possible in the game.
Yeah. I'm excited tonight.
I'm excited. I'm going to have a good time. This match is going to be good for my career.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Flair and Orton come in and say, "Oh, well, I don't think that's going to happen. Woo. I think this is going to be really shitty. I think I'm going to beat your ass tonight." And then he goes, "Oh, okay, well, bye."
He doesn't say anything. He just gets jabroni. Flair says, "We're going to make sure this is your night. So good that you get to wrestle against a 16-time champion. You get to wrestle against a world champ, Triple H. You get to wrestle against Randy Orton."
"Thank you, man. Yeah, I knew the match."
He says, "I'm a damn good judge of talent, and you got a lot going on, but you don't got what it takes to be an Evolution." "Oh, that sucks." And Orton says, "You don't understand."
"Oh, that sucks."
"Maybe tonight you will understand that Evolution has passed you by." And Ric Flair says, "Woo," and "fuck you," and leaves.
So Randy Orton and Maven are... You know what's weird is they're in similar positions here. The only difference is Randy Orton's in the group of Triple H.
Maven could surely have been Randy Orton.
Which is crazy to think about.
Very similar starts to their career. I mean, tough enough for Maven. But two drop kicks. Both did top rope cross bodies. Maven, it was just tough enough Randy Orton. Randy Orton was OVW 2002 Randy Orton. Ah, so
see,
that's just
that
a whole
class
different deal.
Was crazy.
It's just a whole different beast. But if Maven had a different career path,
it could have been that.
Probably hurt him a lot, really.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, it probably gave him a career. It's glass ceilinged his career.
Gift and a curse.
Backstage still, Shawn Michaels finds Maven in the locker room.
Yes.
HBK says this is a big shot for him, and he knows that, the Evolution probably got in his head already. HBK says, you probably have not earned this shot, to be honest with you. Maven said, shut the fuck up. And that's why Brett is better. And that's why Vader's going over on you next time I see his ass. And HBK says, chill. You did just okay. You earned this, okay?
Yeah, you earned this.
That's right.
And I don't want anybody to tell you different. That's what he says.
And that's a segment. So HBK is just kind of hyping up Maven for this main event tonight.
Trying to give him a little pep talk here.
We go backstage again, still backstage. Teddy Long with Mark Henry and Rodney Mack.
And Stone
Cold Steve Austin, why the fuck were we bumped off this card?
He says, you make a match with Jericho and Christian, but what about Mark Henry or the master of thugging and bugging, Rodney Mack?
That's real.
What's up with the brothers getting bumped off Raw? And Austin says, nothing about bumping the brothers.
Steve's response is insane.
I had a match, and I had to take a match away, and now I got other things to do, playa. And he just walks away.
He says, playa, and walks away.
I bumped the brothers. I never do that.
Well, Steve Austin sees RVD backstage.
Whoa.
And then does RVD's taunt.
Well, if it ain't good, RVD, you cool with that cage matcher, or what? And RV says, "Yeah, I'm cool. I'm very cool. Yeah, hit that line. Cool.
Yeah, he said, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not. But I don't want to wait 2 hours for the match. I want to make me versus Kane the very first match on Raw. I can't wait to get that ugly sumbitch in a cage.
Oh my God, you ugly freak! Say he's ugly.
And I, all right, that's a good idea.
Yeah, he is ugly.
He is too. He's ugly bastard. Player.
Backstage still, Stacy Keibler is backstage chilling, waiting for a match tonight.
She's stretching.
Test is here, and he's been treating Stacy like property, and you keep treating her like that, you're gonna lose her.
Tripping juice.
Oh yeah, he's fucked up.
He is out of control.
Yeah, he is fucked up.
Stacy says, "You're making me look like your property. First you make me dance for your friends. Now you make me carry your bags." Deb says,
"Get my
that's
bags."
What I do. Deb said, "That's what I do." I said, "Fuck out of here, man."
That is crazy.
And Stacy says, you're a jerk, and I don't trust you. And Tess says, listen, I can't blame you if you don't trust me, but we're a team again, and we were a great team before. And remember the testicle thing? Remember the testicles? People love that.
Stacy, you remember the testicles? That was your idea.
You know what? We're going to have this intergender match tonight, and you know what? We'll come out to your music too, okay? And she's happy about that. So they're on the same page here.
Well, Raw is brought to you by Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Snickers. JR loves that shit.
All JR loves your Snickers. That's what he says.
And Casual GTX. Just
forever.
Your car is going to die.
Put my Snickers in my GTX and Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Test and Stacy versus Victoria and Steven Richards.
That's fucking
not
crazy.
Mixed tag, intergender.
And JR specifically says that, he says, this is in a mixed tag where it's men against men and women against women. Do men can wrestle the ladies?
They signed a contract.
Stevie is getting lit up by chops by Stacy, and Stacy is actually doing some pretty good fucking chops here.
She is.
I was shocked.
This is also a no DQ match.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, you're right. So Lillian announces that as Stacy and Tess are making their entrance, and they're both confused, but I imagine Tess had something to do with this.
You remember the testicles test? You remember that? That was Stacy Keebler's idea.
That was her idea.
Get
man.
My bags.
All my friends.
Hey, let them know. Hey, that's true. Steven Richards out here with a pink bandana and Stevie Knight heat.
And
you're right. Stacy chopped the fucking shit out of Stevie Richards.
Yeah, man.
You will feel
that was
the
awesome.
Pain tonight.
That was cool.
Stevie then tagged himself in, slapped Stacy's ass, and then doggy style pump handle.
Dude.
There's no way.
I couldn't believe it.
Fucking
like, oh
hell,
God.
Man.
Are we kicking that shit in his doggy style in 2003?
I could. He tagged her. He slapped her ass. Said, what are you doing? Doggy style pump handle. Hey.
He gets it and clotheslines the shit out of Stevie. Then Tess is firing up for the hot tag. He's in the corner. Baby face fire in the corner. Stacy's crawling for that tag. And Tess jumps off the apron. Oh, no.
He's doing the thing.
Very confusing, though.
This is actually a crazy, this whole thing is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they all remembered all this shit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so Stevie and Victoria start stomping out Stacy. Mm-hmm. Tess gets in to help. He holds her arms. So Victoria goes to slap her. Stacy moves. Victoria slaps Test. Test gets angry about this, then hits Stevie with a pump handle slam, and then Victoria low blows Test. So they're all not on the same page again. Then Stacy goes to slap Stevie. He catches her wrist and clothesline her. And then
Scott Steiner, baby! Holler if you hear me!
Scott Steiner runs in, gets caught up in the apron.
He
in
trips.
Jeans. He's in jeans, no shirt. And he throws throws Stevie over the top, catches a kick from Victoria. Test goes to Big Boot Steiner, misses, and hits Victoria. And then Steiner... fucking Steiner lines him over the top. They brawl outside. Stacy gets the pin on Victoria. What the fuck? This
Scott
is
Steiner
crazy.
In the worker jeans.
Steiner coming out. I swear I almost lost my. I was like, holy fucking shit, man.
He tripped on the apron. This is the most Scott Steiner ass thing I've ever seen. Hey, Test.
Huh? No one ever talks about this one. This one's awesome.
Oh, yeah. This is great. Steiner kept, they were fucking with this ring. They were trying to fuck on Scott Steiner. Time in WWE, there was some bullshit going on.
Yeah, make that apron a little tighter.
Yeah, you ain't tricking me. That's where the battery was at earlier. This is fucking gimmicked. Steven grabs Stacy, and then Steiner comes back in, chops the fucking shits out of him, belly to belly.
Yeah.
Tess then grabs Stacy and then pulls her away and leaves. This is the craziest match of all time.
Steiner is screaming. From the ring, your ass my test. Get in here, you son
you
of
can
a bitch!
Hear him. The
screaming.
Camera's nowhere near the ring. This is like crazy.
You son of a bitch.
So, Unforgiven brought to you by Soul Calibur 2 on the PlayStation 2.
Did you fuck with that game?
Soul Calibur was the craziest. When I was young, was the craziest fighting game of all time, bro. Those characters fucked up in Soul Calibur.
I never got into Soul Calibur, but like I remember, like my friend rented it from Blockbuster one time and had it at my house, and I was like, what?
I used to rock Soul Calibur every time I go to Walmart and look up at the little TV and play the game.
Oh,
they used to have Soul Calibur all the time.
That's
that
awesome. Yeah,
those are
that's
sick.
Sick. Yeah.
We have Evolution versus HBK, Goldberg, and Maven.
Did you see the graphic before this for the RVD Kane match where it's, you know, they do the motion graphic for RVD and Kane, and then it's like a drawn cage flying all over the fucking place. It's like, what the fuck is happening here? It's flying all over the screen. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
that's
check
awesome.
That out. Yeah. So, yes, Evolution, which is Triple H, Flair, and Orton against HBK, Goldberg, and Maven.
What the fuck?
Evolution has their short-lived intro to the Evolution theme here. They eventually get rid of this. But, yeah, that's, I don't know why they had that or why they got rid of it.
So Sean attacks Randy before Goldberg finishes his entrance here.
Fuck you.
Hat still on, beating his ass.
Goldberg does Goldberg entrance, backstage walk, no security.
Doesn't need it.
Was that always that way?
You're not over enough, kid.
You're a pussy. Why would anyone be afraid of what you're doing? I just thought that was real weird. I was like, oh, that's fucking... Goldberg's just walking from his locker room.
It's kind of like his run in general. It's like, all right, how can we speed run the WCW stuff and just get all this shit in real quick?
Yeah, you're right.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
Randy Orton has the tights that he decides to wear for the next 20 years on tonight.
It's good look.
Which is crazy. Crazy, yeah. Man.
Triple H does not keep this look, of course.
Dude, Flair was the one running Maven through his shine.
You're right. He was.
Triple H said, I am not doing that shit.
Fuck
I'm gonna let you
that.
Know that.
You could have that. Maybe Flair liked the kid.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. But yeah. That was all Maven got this whole match. So
yeah,
was it. I mean, this match is 20 more minutes and Maven does nothing.
This match goes forever.
Like, this is a very common wrestler thing. So like the heat that they get on Sean goes so fucking long. It just goes so fucking long.
It is rough.
HBK lines everyone out of the ring, does a house show dive that flips. There's a little fucking flippity
in
there.
That's true. He did do that. Yeah, that's cool.
Flair low blows HBK. I thought he was bleeding. I thought Flair started bleeding at that point.
he low blowed on behind the ref's back, and then Maven tried to get in, but Earl told him to fuck off. And then they just
you're done.
To
you're doing nothing else. Yeah,
go
buddy.
Away. You're not tagging in. Don't even look at you. Go back.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of my company. So they just continue to get fucking heat on HBK until HBK does the comeback, the flying elbow. Orton tags in, Goldberg tags in, and Goldberg is just, holy fuck, Goldberg's
easy
awesome.
Night of work for Goldberg. He
hits the classics and they're all
HBK
awesome.
HBK got all the heat. Maven did the shine. Goldberg sat on the apron for 20 minutes. They tag in Goldberg. Fucking beats the dog shit out of everybody except for one man.
Who also got him, or he glommed him earlier, too. Goldberg does the press slam into World's Strongest Slam to Orton. He hits a fucking awesome spear on Flair.
Flair eats like shit, yeah.
Yeah, Flair dies into the ropes with this one. Orton fucking gets killed. Oh, Triple H then gets in and gloms Goldberg.
It cuts him off, man. Fucking hell.
Cuts him off, powders, Goldberg gets up, spears Orton.
Triple H, I love this.
I need to get mine up.
This crowd is going nuts, by the way. They're chanting Goldberg.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is erupting. And Triple H called to Goldberg. He was like, trying to call to him. I guess Goldberg couldn't hear him because they were going so like crazy. And then Triple H goes, big line! And Goldberg gets the big line.
That's awesome.
He fucking destroys Randy Orton, you bitch.
Goldberg sets up for the jackhammer. Triple H is on the apron having a stare down with him. Goldberg lifts him up, points at Triple H, hits the fucking jackhammer, and pins him. And Maven wins.
Beast.
Maven now is a win over Triple H, Orton, and Flair. Triple H leaves with the title, and him and Goldberg are talking shit to each other on the way out because fuck you, Goldberg.
That's
and
nuts.
JR says, Goldberg is one step closer to by God Unforgiven. As the classic JR fucking end line. That's always
he's good
cool.
at it, man. He's good at it. I
knows
give
how
him much. Yeah.
To end the show. But what a fucking. I don't want to fucking watch Unforgiven, man. That's just. I was like, shit.
Maven W.
What else? Maven's on that show. Oh, no, he's not. Sorry. He's in the dark match.
No.
He beat Stevie.
They said, this is going to be so good for your career.
They do Test and Steiner, Orton, Michaels, Trish and Lita, and Molly and Gail, Shane Kane, Jericho, and RVD and Christian? Okay. Wait. the semi-main to Unforgiven is Lawler and JR against Al Snow and Coach.
Are we out here?
It goes 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's rocking up. And JR gets a big hot tag and that shit, too.
That's all. We got to watch that.
That's quite crazy.
Wow. So that was Raw from September 1st, 2003. Kane loves to electrocute
you
balls.
You hideous freak.
He is an ugly bastard. Why? Like, what the fuck?
You are
fuck?
So ugly, you fucking freak.
Nothing else he could have thought of, huh?
No way. Hey, why don't you go talk to Eric Bischoff?
He's got an idea for you. Oh. That was this week's podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/deadlockpw. Check out Deadlock Pro Wrestling, our pro wrestling company. We had a show that is going up this Saturday. DPW Believe the Hype. Check it out. DPWOnDemand.com is premiering on this Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and we would love you to check it out. Please, and thank you.
Let them
know. You want to say anything nice to the people, James?
Where's Tony?
Tony! Oh, I got an update here that Tony was not here because of elevated liver enzymes and anal bleeding.
Oh, son of a bitch.